Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Folks on Campus. And join us today are Patricia Gabbert, Socorro Soco Herrera, and Sam Partiburn. And they're here to talk about the P3 program that UTEP has launched, and they're going to help all of you. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So first of all, anybody, if they would tell us again, what does P3 stand for and what is P3 all about? Anybody?
P3 stands for Professional and Public Programs. We're basically the continuing education piece of UTEP. We have classes. We have an ELI program, which is the English Language Institute. We have community enrichment courses for both youth and adult. We have P3 kids on campus. And we also have professional training and development.
As far as the classes that they go, because it's professional planning, some people might get the wrong idea, perhaps, that this program is particularly only for people who are in professional business and they need, this is just to further training. It's a lot more than that, right, Soko?
Yes, totally. You're right. We have for everybody starting age of 3 all the way to infinite at 99. 105, you name it. We have for everybody.
80.5.
Okay. Nice. So we have for everybody. We have courses for everybody. And like Patricia was telling you, we can participate in the youth, different activities during the year, not only for summer, but for spring break. Or every month we have something different for the community.
As I mentioned, Sam is also with us, and Sam is one of the program directors here, managers for P3. And Sam, you, before the taping started, you had just been speaking to some people, employees in general. Tell us a little bit about your role in P3 and how are some of the ways that people in our community can benefit from it?
My role in P3 is I'm the program manager for the English Language Institute, and then we provide non-credit classes for people who want to learn English. And we provide these classes to El Paso as well as throughout the world.
Now, as far as the teaching goes, are there classes that are teaching for people who have no training at all or who know a little bit of English or all of the above?
It's basically all of the above. We start with anybody who has no foundation at all in English, and then we train them until they can pass the TOEFL.
Now, when you were talking about the ages 3 to 88.5, and I made a joke there because of our frequency, FM, Patricia, what about the classes being offered? Soko mentioned 3 to 88.5. What about classes for children, classes for young adults, and classes for, you know, mothers or fathers who stay at home?
That is actually Soko's department. She's the one that handles all of those classes. We have their adult enrichment courses for moms and dads that are staying at home if they want to increase their knowledge on anything.
So what about those classes, Soko? Are they like science classes,
yes,
everything?
And let me tell you, we have like 3-year-olds. We have aquatic courses for them. So the parents come with the kids to learn how to swim. So those are the 3. And then for this particular semester, which is going to start in spring break, we have the Minor Mania camps starting on March 7th to the 11th, and we have pre-K to kindergarten courses for them during the spring break. So they don't stay at home. They come to us. We have AM, PM, and supervised lunch for the kids, and then with a minimal fee. And then we have science, digital technology, dance camps, theater, baking. And then we also have an awesome camp. This is new. Of course, others that I mentioned, everything is new. When we talk about camps, everything is new. For the spring break, like I said, March 7 to 11 is these camps. Plus, we have a princess camp, March the 12th, 9 to 4. This is going to be awesome because actually a princess is going to be there. And then they're going to be doing the whole thing about table etiquette, how to eat, how to act. It's going to be awesome camp. Now, about you were saying, for the youth, we have all semester, we have Saturday science camps, and then we have reading, writing, and then also we have Math Mobile. We partnership with them, and we have geometry, preparing for pre-algebra, algebra 1, and then we have SAT preparation. math, reading, writing. Also, I want to mention that we not only have that, we have languages for kids, Italian, French, and then we have athletic camps, but those come later in the summer only, the athletic camps.
Patricia is also joining us here today to talk about P3. And we should have mentioned this perhaps at the beginning of the program, Patricia, but P3, a lot of people still remember it as it's continuing education, correct?
Correct.
So when continuing education classes are being taught and being taken, sometimes people don't just see them as math, English, language, whatever, but there are some fun courses also, perhaps if you want to learn about history, you want to learn about painting. If you wouldn't mind sharing with us some of the other classes and some of the things that you do in the community you were discussing earlier about the county wanting UTEP to help them out with certain things.
For professional training and development, we have classes that go from, you know, for working students or career-minded people that are looking to enhance their career. They're looking to. We have Lean Six Sigma. We have project management. We also have classes for people that are wanting to maybe change their career. Pharmacy tech, personal fitness trainer. We have all of those classes to fulfill the needs. These are certificate programs. They're non-credit-bearing programs, so students don't have to have a college degree to enter into the program. We also have online courses for people that want to enhance their resume. There could be a writing course. It could be, again, pharmacy technician, clinical medical assistant. These are all things to help, you know, build their resume.
And what about people may be wondering about the instructors. Who are the instructors? Are they university professors? Or are they, you know, people in general from the business community who come and teach these classes?
Both. We work with instructors here from UTEP, and we also work with professionals here in the community that are, you know, they're the subject matter experts in some of these courses that we teach.
We haven't talked at all about the courses being offered. You have touched the base a little bit, but the fact that the catalog is online or they can also pick it up. But how do people go about registering for these classes, and how many classes can they take? If you wouldn't mind giving us the prerequisites or the procedure, anybody. Sam, you wanted to try that?
All right. For the English language, actually, there's the fun component that I did not really cover earlier on. There's the conversation classes for parents. They can take in the afternoon. We just had the last in the fall where mother and a parent came and took together, and they are now traveling all over the U.S. and they've been sending many pictures to me through Facebook. So for us, there's no prerequisites for ELI courses.
What about you, Soko?
Well, there's some courses. Like, I want to talk about Chinese courses. We have the School of Chinese on Sundays only, and they go by levels. We have all the way to 7 levels. That's the only one that we have prerequisites, or Tai Chi 1, Tai Chi 2. In order for you to be in 2 and 3, then you must take Tai Chi 1 because they go by levels. Of course, we talk about the language. There's always level 1, level 2, level 3. It depends. They can call us, and we can tell them, you know what, I believe you will be better in level 2. Because this covered these sessions. And about the discounts, I want to talk a little bit about discounts. We always have a kickoff in every semester. And for right now, we have Fit for Life courses. If you register for 2 courses in the same course or 2 fitness courses, it doesn't matter if it is yoga, Pilates, you can get 50% off. Now, if you register for 3 courses, it's 20%. If you register for 4, it's 25%. And it doesn't have, like, if I register for 2 courses, but if I or my friend register both of us in yoga, you still get the 50% off and so on. So we have discounts all. And then also I want to mention all UTEP community is 10% off.
We have been hearing a lot of the news about the Syrian refugees. We've heard about political asylum. And you all are offering a new class this year, I believe. It's called Immigration Law and Asylum, something like that. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we have Mr. Ochoa. And Mr. Ochoa is offering this class because of what is happening. A lot of people ask for the needs of having this type of classes. And we always hear the necessities that the community have, what they want for us to offer. We hear their needs, and we create a course. There's always the need of immigration law classes, and one of these is one the one that our customers ask for it. Another thing that I wanted to mention that I don't want to forget is summer is around the corner. I know we barely start in the spring, and don't get scared, but I have to say it because we're going to have the summer, and our summer kickoff, it will be pretty soon. It will be in May 2nd through the 6th, and this is an awesome opportunity so you can get discounts for summer because they hope go fast classes and more for the kids. They will fill out quickly more the science, arts, and digital technology. So pay attention on that. For the community that have kids, it's $10 off in each camp, and then we have 10% off in community enrichment program, some professional development courses as well. And so May the 2nd through the 6th is the time to register so they can get discounts.
Speaking of topical situations that were issues, another one is, of course, the concealed carry, open and carry, and you all are offering also a class, I believe, on firearms or firearm safety.
Yes, sir. We have these courses, they have to call us because we have to schedule them with our coach, rifle coach, and he's certified. And we have these courses in individual, one-on-one, or there's group of three or four or ten. We have basic handgun training, and we have the licensed Texas concealed handgun training.
As we're getting towards the end of the interview, but I'm sure there are things that we haven't covered. And Patricia, if you want to perhaps talk about something that I did not ask you about or you feel it's important for our listeners to know before they sign up for a class.
On the professional level, we have what is called the Skilled Professional Series. These are classes, again, to help the working adult. They're usually, the classes are held usually in the evenings or on Saturdays. Some of those classes are supervisory skills, emotional intelligence, diplomacy and tact. We also have leadership courses for people that are looking to be leaders, lead like Alexander the Great, leadership development, marketing. We have some marketing classes, creating a marketing plan. Those are just some of the classes that we have not discussed and that we offer more on the professional side.
So guide us again through, if they go to the webpage, your webpage, it pretty much guides them as far as the steps, correct?
Correct, yes.
Why don't you tell us what the web address is and then you know, we can kind of guide our listeners through that.
Our web address is www.ppp.edu.
And there are, you can register by phone,
you can register on phone, online, or in person. We're in Kelly Hall. So right when you walk in Kelly Hall, our registration desk is right in front of you. Or you can call 747-5142.
Is there an initial fee that they have to pay in addition to the course cost? So
there's never any fees, only that course for the fee. Actually, we don't have a subscription or anything like that. It's just the fee for the course, and that's it.
Sam, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just would like to say that for us, that you know, the classes is not just academic, but it's much more cultural, enriching for the students because we get students from now up to 44 different countries are studying with us. And you find that it is a very enriching program for students. And they learn from not only from each other, but also talking to other UTEP students. And you will find them standing at the library or outside where they try to have conversations with students. So it is a very fun program.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And Patricia, if you wouldn't mind giving us the phone number and the Kelly Hall address again?
It's Kelly Hall right when you walk in the door. The registration desk. The phone number is 747-5142. Excuse me.
That number again is 747-5142. We've been visiting with Patricia Gabbert, Socorro Herrera, and Sam Partiber, and they are with the P3 program. And if you need additional information, again, you can call 747-5142. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.